Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Jay Sinatra in the mix.
Yeah, drastic. Influential inspiration. Bang, bang, nigga.
Schools is overcrowded, books is outdated. Bet your kids use the same books you used to make it. The city blues got me so frustrated. Niggas tell me let it ride, but I can't cause I hate it. Gay rights in school, what's gonna happen to teachers? Last year they took God out the Pledge of Allegiance. So you saying I can love a man but not Jesus? Picture how many weak souls this evil is feeding. They build communities with lies. Once you can afford it, watch them jack up the price. And niggas sell their souls just to get that BET money. I swear watching you dumb niggas is so funny. This is a serious state of crisis. I had to spit it, I hate to see my people like this. Remember when we used to represent the typist? But now niggas turn shitty when they get pissed. Cause nowadays young niggas quick to shoot ya. There goes another motherfucker with no future. Misery loves company and ignorance is bliss. So you cooler where you are instead of trying to get rich. You rather live off of a bitch, claiming you a pimp but you ain't collecting shit but a check. So pawn that noose around your neck. Cause your son's running around looking bummy in the jets. While you running around her house slamming doors for respect. Mad cause she came home with hickeys on her neck. But if you was getting money, she would be sucking your dick. What's the moral of the story, nigga? Betty.
Moving fast cause the Uber on the way. Taking pictures, make sure you can see no less. And we secure like the money in a sack. I look like this.
Friday. Today is Fly Friday. You know what it is. Excuse me. I was working out, so I have to hurry up. It is Fly Friday, Blackout Radio, Prince of the New Hood, my co-host, Munchie Carter. I don't know if he's on yet, but let me catch my breath. All right. So, a lot has been going on. I think I see, a lot of blessings through the pandemic, through this COVID. You know, it had shift everybody for the good, for the bad. But I am noticing a lot of blessings out there. So everybody that has been shift and has been turned, transiting, changing, whatever you was going through, you're not going through it no more. You know, I'm rooting for y'all. Keep up the good work. You know, God is good. He is magnificent. You know, there's no question asked. And, you know, we're going through the election, and, you know, everybody has their preferences and their own suggestions and opinions. And I just want to say, everybody don't got to go vote for because the next person is voting for them. You go vote for who you feel you want to vote for. Me personally, I'm an independent voter. I vote for the community. I vote for change in the community. I do not put myself above that. It's a headache. So the ones I just trust into, my governor, my mayor, you know, and when it goes above them, I just get very, very religious. So, in just my opinion, I just feel like it needs to be some godly, well-religious people in office. And then that's just my vote on that. I'm not saying don't go out there and don't go vote. I'm not saying vote for who. I'm just saying vote for who you feel you want to vote for. There's parties you can vote for. You can vote for changes in your community, schools. You don't have to necessarily, you know, look at underneath the categories. You know, take your time, don't speed, and just, you know, go with who God makes it available at the time when you stand in there. It's very, 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 very a good word to say. I want to just say it's all eyes is on us when we at this ballot. So that's why I'm saying don't feel pressured into just voting, because you don't have to vote for a particular person. You can vote for changes in your community as well. And that's because, and I'm only making this comment because I received a mail on my door and it was like, you haven't voted yet. And I'm like, okay. But they did post on the news that our neighbors will find out if we are not voting. And I just think that's just too much. You know, like, don't worry about if I voted yet or if I haven't voted, because you don't know what I'm voting for anyways. And like I said, me personally, I don't vote for a person. I just vote for independence, and that's what I've been voting for since I was 18. But it was just funny how they really sent a letter on my door saying that I didn't go vote yet, but the rest of my neighbors want to know why. And I'm like, oh, wow, are you serious? Like, no. But I will be down near to vote. No, I am not a resident of Nevada, so I cannot vote in the state of Nevada. So I mean, they want to know why I didn't vote. That's my reason why. I got to vote either in the state of New York or the state of California, because I don't have a Nevada ID, but I do have those two IDs, my hometown's IDs. So, oh well. But moving on, you know, it's Fly Friday, so, you know, I want to know why you so fly, what makes you fly. Speaking of fly, I hope some of you have seen my new hood gear. It is out there. I'm so proudly to say that we had came back, and I'm happy to announce that I have my own part for the ladies and for the men. It does have the Princess of New Hood logo on the clothes, so that was amazing to me, and I'm excited. I do have photo shoots coming up. I have video shoots. I have commercials. I'm just very, very, very busy, and I'm loving it. Taking my time, though, because, you know, it's a lot, but I'm very busy. Speaking of fly, so we talked about the new hood clothes. You, if you're interested, because I'm looking for ambassadors as well. And when I say ambassadors, it's just I want you to be able to be either an artist or an entrepreneur. And you have to wear our clothes. You have to promote it. You have to make sure it's in your music videos, in your if you're doing radio, make sure you're live with it on, like, whatever it is that you're doing, make sure you're wearing our clothes and you're promoting it. And then the first item is free, and then after that it's a 10, 15, 20, 25, depending on how loyal you are to the company. And that's what we're looking for. So, and our company is merged with a lot of companies. I'm not going to mention, but we are merged with a lot of companies. So it's very, very, very beneficial for the both of us. Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It is that, so, you know, we got to make sure we wear our pink, got to make sure we, ladies, we go start getting our mammograms, because, you know, it's, we just never know. We want to just make sure we are up to date with everything, because, you know, I'm getting older, you know, so, and then I got girls, so I got to teach my girls about this. It may seem scary, but at the end of the day, knowing is better than not knowing. So, you know, it's a lot of survivors, breast cancer. It's a lot of people that have passed away from it as well. So just make sure we keep ourselves, you know, aware. We do have some, I've got to hurry up and send you that song because I wanted to promote this song. We have a lot of videographers out there, and shout out to you guys. Get in contact with a videographer. My son's dad, he's a videographer, so he's been working on a lot of projects right now. He's working with Sky Sons from Black Ink Crew, working with her son right now on a project. So, and that just came in the midst of just connecting. So I don't know how much to say it, but if you are an artist and you are ready to move on to the next level, please inbox me and I will direct you to the correct people and we can get you started. I have venues. I have, my goodness, there's so much to talk about. I know I probably have callers. I don't know if I do, but I will take some callers.
All right. 646-673.
Hello.
Yo. What's up, Princess SX Sean C? How you doing? And happy Halloween. It is Halloween coming up tomorrow. So how you doing tonight, today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing out there?
Okay, a little rough. You know, we had an unfortunate injury of a black man shot in Philadelphia on Monday afternoon. We had a little riot a few nights ago, so I think it's calmed down in Brooklyn. So, you know, we got to get out and vote, people. Crazy. Social media, yeah, it was unfortunate. And then got a little nasty in Brooklyn. So I voted already. So You know, next Tuesday is going to be a D-Day for black folks, so we got to get out there and vote. Democracy's at stake, and we'll see what happens. But I want to shout out Nonstop Entertainment. I did an event with them Saturday, October 24th, at the Red White Lounge with Joe Santana, promoter. It got a little hectic. It was a pretty good show. Unfortunately, Bean Siegel and Young Chris of State Property didn't show up. A Freeway came through, shot the Freeway.
Oh, yeah, and, I seen that picture on Instagram.
I was a vendor. I was sponsoring. Yeah, I did. I was vendor and sponsor, give out some samples. I did some interviews with Cold 31, Dawn Ellison. It's on YouTube. Check it out. And I did an interview with Just Give Me the Mic TV with Deborah Coco. She'll post that soon, so check it out on YouTube. And
other than that,
I'm going to be on the front cover of Hot Max magazine, a magazine from Pittsburgh with Tara Jackson. Look for that soon. And on November 7th, I'll be on the front cover of i2 Digital magazine. This will be my second time, so I'll make sure you get a copy, and you'll look cute taking a picture with the magazine report. Yeah, I'll let you know. But November 7th, that will drop me on the front cover of i2 Digital. And also shout out to my model of the month, Dalia Bloom. A lovely big boob model from Thailand. She's been supporting SX Energy Drinks. We're going to name out SX Model of the Month tomorrow. That'll be me and DJ K. Nikki.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you. And then we also going to talk about getting you back on the show during the interview.
Yes.
So we're going to definitely talk about that. And,
Definitely. And also, look out for my comedian friend, Rashad, for sure. You got to look out for him to book him. He's funny. He just did an interview with Real Crush Radio yesterday. He's from NYC trying to get his grind on.
Yeah, I heard it.
He's a beast.
I be so busy, but I be watching.
Trust me. You need to get him on. Yeah. You watch him all you want. He's about to blow his thing up in the comedy scene. And he needs to be on your show.
I'm happy that you mentioned comedy because I wanted to do something like that on the show. So New Year's is definitely coming up. I think we need to do something for our anniversary in December.
Oh, yeah.
When's your
anniversary? December?
December 4th.
Oh, really? How many years?
I want to say 4.
Oh, really?
If
congratulations. I'll make sure I send you a gift. I'll send your show a gift. And I'll give you Rashad's link and email to check him out because you got to have him on the show. This guy's hilarious. I mean, he killed it on Real Crush Radio with Keisha. He's going to do his show, I think, November in Philadelphia. So I just want to say check me out on YouTube, showing off other Essex promotions. My video with Ms. VTV from St. Louis is over 64,000 views. So y'all please support that video. And please support my GoFundMe link. Please donate. Trying to raise $10,000. Everybody, please give a little something. Don't hurt. The link is gf.meu244. Please donate to help raise $2,000. Save my business. And Princess, thank you again. And y'all have a safe weekend.
Same to you. Thank you for calling.
Take care. Bye bye.
We got to send you a shirt, too. So send me your
size. Please send me a shirt. I wear extra large.
Definitely.
Baby.
Okay. I got you.
Extra loss. Take care now. Bye bye.
Same to you.
Okay.
I'll take the next caller.
515-661. Hey, what up? This is Midwest Matthew calling from Des Moines, Iowa. How's it going?
Hello. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, so you have some new gear. I seen it on your Instagram.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm so happy, you know, it's been a minute. Now I'm able to get some stuff out there, you know, and pick up where we left off at. So I don't know if you heard me in the beginning, but I am looking for ambassadors. And if you're interested, you can inbox me and we can go over the quality and the quantity of what we expect from the artist and how it all works of being an ambassador of the company.
I'll just check it out. I didn't get to look at it too quick. Like, it just popped up on my timeline. But I'll just see what you have.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
check our website.
If it's something
out,
I like, I'll just get a copy. I'll get a I'll get some and then just rock it, take
we
a picture
shirts,
or something like that.
We got shirts, we got face masks, we got joggers, we got suits, the two-piece sets, we got ladies stuff. I just came out with ladies stuff, so we got some shirts. I'm working on undergarments for the ladies.
How are you doing?
I got
like
sweaters.
Just Cash App? Or you got you do it through?
Yeah, we got Cash App.
You got a website. All right. Well, yeah, I'll just hit you on there. I'll check it out. If I'll find
it
on
there.
Yeah,
go ahead whenever you're
see
free.
See what you got.
Yeah, check us out. Let me know. Tell me what pieces you like. I'll get that order in for you and have it sent to you. And then make sure you take lots and lots of pictures. Video, do a promo video where you at. That would be nice, too. All
right, for sure. Well, I'm going to get up out of here.
And also, did you do the video for the cipher?
I don't think I ever heard. Did you send me something?
Yeah, I sent
you
your email.
Well, no, last thing I saw was like, I don't check this email.
It was the same one I sent you before, but I just input extra stuff about how to do the video. So you probably thought it was the same one, but it's the same actual text, but it's just I went back and just added the extra stuff about how to do the video and how long we want the video for.
I don't think I got it. I'll just reply to you because last thing I got was
okay. Yeah, we'll check.
I'll just say
in.
Send info here because I just got.
If
you said give me about an hour, I was like, all right, and then I logged out and I didn't log back in, but I didn't get anything else. I didn't see anything else.
No, I sent it to your email address.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I emailed you back.
Well, check your.
So we'll figure it out.
So I'll respond back to you. The same thing that I forwarded Mary Rich and a couple other people, too. Okay, so.
Okay, cool.
Well, thank you. I'll make sure you get that as soon as possible.
All right, can I shout my tag out?
Huh?
Can I drop my tag real quick so people know where to find me?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, definitely.
All right, so you can find me on everything under Midwest Matthew or The Midwest Matthew. I just dropped a new album. It's 24 songs. Plus one lecture in the beginning. It's called Are You Doggone Serious? Talking about this wordplay with the Dogon people, Dogon, and then Serious, Sirius. So you can look that information up. And yeah, I just spit about some stuff like that, conscious type stuff and whatnot. So go ahead and follow me and check me out. And shout out to you. I'll be in touch with you here soon. So thanks for letting me
most definitely. Let's get this cipher going. Most definitely. All
right. Peace.
All right. I'll take another caller.
Hey, what's happening, man? Tony Strong, Southside Toledo.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, man. I'm here. What's going on with y'all?
That's good. It's Fly Friday. What's going
on? Oh, man, just chilling, man. I've been just mixing on some music, man, working on some new stuff. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get my editing skills better. That's about it, though.
Yeah,
that's about it.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, if you give me an opportunity, I would like to be able to tell people that I got a little jam on YouTube. It's called Frontline. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Tony Storm on YouTube. Yeah, Tony Storm, YouTube, Frontline. I'm snapping. I use the Conway the Machine beat butcher, one of their beats, because they got the real good hip hop vibe. Yeah, so I had to hit them with that one time.
Oh, okay. So you got 24 songs already on YouTube?
You said 24 songs?
Wait, I didn't hear.
No,
I got.
I got mad songs on YouTube, but this ain't like an album. This is just like a single little cut that I posted.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's called Frontline. You know what I mean? Tony
it's called
Storm.
Frontline.
Yeah, by
Tony
Storm. And I'm snapping on there. Yeah, Tony Storm, T-O-N-Y-S-T-O-R-M. And I'm just really just editing, like, you know what I'm saying? I do everything myself. So I mean, I already got the bars and the beat. So I'll be trying to figure out the editing. Yeah. I'll be trying to figure out the editing game. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. What'd you say?
What's your YouTube name?
Oh, Tony. Like Tony Montana. But then Storm.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, when the weather gets real fucked up. Yeah, that's me. Just check me out, man. I'm Tony Storm everywhere. I'm always uploading content. I just kind of fell back a little bit from posting so often because I want to really learn how to get the editing together because I don't got no, I don't have a team. Yeah, I don't have an engineer. I don't have a, none of that. I got to do it myself. So.
Okay. So you did the video. Is it T-O-N-Y?
It's not a video. Yeah, T-O-N-Y-S-T-O-R-M. And I got some thunder on there, so you know what I'm saying? You won't have to wonder on there. When you go check it out, I'm guaranteed you won't like everything, but you most likely will like something. So if you're really into bars and beats, fuck with Tony Storm, man. You got him coming, man. I'm just focusing more on the editing,
though.
YouTube
video. Oh, these are people that.
It's me. I do my own little posts. Sometimes I make live videos and make them like live with the music. Other times I might post a picture and with the music. I got a video on there too. But mainly what I'm trying to do is get the audio to sound the way that I think it should sound. You know what I'm saying? The bars is cold.
Oh,
the beat
okay.
is cold. Yeah, but it's still thunder. I still represent that real hip hop feel with a marketability to it. You feel what I'm saying? It's not like I'm not a backpack nigga. You know what I'm saying? I understand how to sell something. Nothing wrong with backpack niggas, but I'm just saying I'm a bar smith that wants to sell this shit too. You know, for lack of a better term, you know what I mean?
Is that your name on Instagram or is that your name on
everywhere?
YouTube?
Everywhere. TonyStorm419 on Instagram. Tony Storm on YouTube. LinkedIn, I believe it's Tony Storm. Twitter, Tony Storm. Tumblr, Tony Storm. It's Tony Storm everywhere. You know what I mean? But it's just like, it's getting started, but I'm doing everything myself. So it's not an excuse. It's just like, that's the fact. I gotta take a little time to do this and work on this and then work on that. Oh, yeah. Well, go on Tony Storm 419 on Instagram. And I produce, too. So I have a BeatStars page. I don't know if y'all familiar with BeatStars. I got a BeatStars page that's Tony Storm on there too, and that's if anybody looking for beats. The leases are $30.
Okay, here you go. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm doing that, and I'm on the move, man. You know what I'm saying? It's really like baby steps for real, but I'm not gonna stop because it's what I love. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, it's what I love for sure. But I just gotta take I gotta take proper precautions to make it all official, being that I'm doing it all myself. Like literally.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but I appreciate your time and you let me
you calling in on the show.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that.
Send my friend request and then we could talk about doing an interview.
Yeah, an interview, huh? Yeah, that'd be dope.
Okay. All right. Well,
all right.
Accept that friend request on Instagram. It's blackeyeradio_PNB.
For sure. I really appreciate your assistance. You've been great.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Peace.
All right. Bye.
What's up, y'all? It's Tupac Tina Jackson. How y'all doing today?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. How you doing, Queen?
I'm doing good. How's it out there?
It's good. Working on some new music. You can find me at TupacTina2U on SoundCloud.com, TupacTinaJackson on YouTube.com.
Okay. We definitely will. We're going to play your song again next week. Sunday. I'm sorry, on Sunday. I forgot to ask my other callers, but did you go vote yet?
Yes, I did.
That's good, girl. Well, I'm happy you went and voted. I'm not going to ask you who you voted for because that's not the pressure. I just wanted to know if you voted. And then we're going to play your song on Sunday, so call in on Sunday. And then I wanted to ask you also, did you want to be part of the cipher? Because we need some ladies a part of the cipher. Okay, so.
Yeah, I'm in there.
Okay, so I'm going to email you the layout on. It's going to be on video, so you can videotape yourself doing the cipher, and we just going to promote the video.
Okay.
And so then we're going to have, you know, everybody choose to see who went, and then we're going to go live. I'm going to try to see how we all can go live on Facebook, and that way you guys can do it live.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you. I appreciate you calling in.
All right, y'all. Have a good night.
You too. All right, so let's get into the mix again. I do have a couple songs. I just got to go through my list of what song I want to play. So in the meantime, we're going to play the mix. And the next callers, I want to know what makes you guys so fly. So I will be asking that question.
DJ Jace and Notch in the mix.
Yeah. Drastic. Influential inspiration. Bang, bang, nigga.
Schools is overcrowded. Books is outdated. Bet your kids use the same books you used to make it. The city blues got me so frustrated. Niggas tell me let it ride, but I can't cause I hate it. Gay rights in school, what's gonna happen to teachers? Last year they took God out the Pledge of Allegiance. So you saying I can love a man but not Jesus? Picture how many weak souls this evil is feeding. They build communities with lies. Once you can afford it, watch them jack up the price. And niggas sell their souls just to get that BET money. I swear watching you dumb niggas is so funny. This is a serious state of crisis. I had to spit it, I hate to see my people like this. Remember when we used to represent the typist? But now niggas turn shitty when they get pissed. Cause nowadays young niggas quick to shoot ya. There goes another motherfucker with no future. Misery loves company and ignorance is bliss. So you cool with where you are instead of trying to get rich. You rather live off of a bitch. Claiming you a pimp but you ain't collecting shit but a check. So pawn that noose around your neck. Cause your son's running around looking bummy in the jets. While you running around her house slamming doors for respect. Mad cause she came home with hickeys on her neck. But if you was getting money, she would be sucking your dick. What's the moral of the story, nigga?
Chops on your ass. Scram, we just putting dollars on your head. Snitching ass nigga gave his mama to the feds. Little brother, big brother, Sada got the dress. DZ, DT, Sada keep the band. Little bitch can't keep her pussy on my hands. Got a real hood rat sookie on my hands. Hoes like a blues rolling cookies on their ass. I be in the bay rolling cookies on their ass. I be in the nuts, the weed got me as bust. Cause Sada can't be jealous of weed, I'm never stressed. See the booty from the bottom, that thing a double decker. Let my white boy shoot on that thing, you sound decker. Heard you chewing that thing, Hannibal Lecter. I be popping all the pills like he Fletcher. These drugs ain't a joke, my nigga, I'm just telling. Your manager got you on the shelf and he selling. They wanna see me do my dance in these $1,000 pants. Don't disrespect me and my mans. Bang, whole lot of chops on your ass.
All right, it is Blackout Radio.
I went to Levine's yesterday. Get some pants for me and my niggas. I was gonna steal them. I ain't had no money. Met a girl there trying on some skirts. I was like, what that smell like? She was like, she didn't know what to say. I was like, bitch, don't make me ask you again. Anyway. Got her number. The next day we went to Chicken Filet. Some place in the mall. When I got there, I was like, bitch, where are all these people out here? She said, well, it's the mall. I was like, whatever, bitch. Give me a chicken sandwich and some waffle fries. I'm like, bitch. She said, what you gonna have to eat? I was like, go up there and just give me a chicken sandwich with some waffle fries. Maybe a Coke to drink or something.
She was like, kind of nice about that, at least.
She said, what you gonna get? I was like, bitch, go up to the counter. Tell a nigga I want a chicken sandwich and some waffle fries for free. She said, okay. Then she looked back and asked me what I want to drink. I was like, give me a Dr. Pepper, bitch. We got the food. She brought it to me, snatched it from me real fast. She sat down like, bitch, who told you to sit down? You better wait for my request.
I left you, couldn't have it all. Could have had it all, could have had it all. I left you, goddamn. We could have had it all if you would have stopped playing. You said we would ball, could have ran up the M's. But you was lying, cause you fucked up my friend. I put the time in, did everything I can.
Alright, we got 209-905.
Hello.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mary Rich. Hello?
Hello.
How y'all doing?
Hey, it's Fly Friday. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's good. You want to tell us how you fly or what makes you fly?
Well, how I fly is, like, I can't explain it. But, like, it's just, like, my personality. It makes me fly. It makes me feel fly.
Okay.
It makes me, yeah.
Right. Okay, I feel it. I can dig it. So, anything new? What's going on? What you going to be for Halloween? Are you dressing up? Do you have any parties? What mom has going on for you? Like, let us know.
I'm dropping a new song. It was supposed to be my new song, Spicy, but instead I'm just dropping a new song. It's called Pain. Y'all gonna check it out when it drops. I'm posting my story, and I'm gonna say when it drops, and y'all gonna find out what it is.
Okay. Okay, so what is your plans? You and your friends are gonna do something, or y'all just...
Well, no, I'm not going to go trick-or-treating.
No?
Okay. Yeah, no.
Well,
I'm
pretty sure we can't
do it.
Y'all going to stay in the house? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch some movies. You know, it's like going to be a lot of scary movies coming on. So, you know,
yeah.
Get prepared. Have your little snack. And it's gonna work out. It's different this year, but it's going to work out. I think it's a lot of indoor games to play than it is to play outside. I mean, you walked around all these houses, and then now you go in the house, you're tired, eat the candy, and go to bed. But I think it should be able to plan out something. I have to plan something, too, for my kids indoors. So I'm already ready. I'm like, we're just going to be sitting here watching movies, popcorn, candy, some ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you get the email on how to do the Cypher video?
I think so. I got to ask my mom, though.
Okay. All righty. Well, let us know so we can get that video, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Talk to you later.
Okay. Have a great day. Happy Halloween.
Same to you. Happy Halloween.
Okay. Bye.
All right. So thank you, callers, all my listeners, my callers. It is Friday, Fly Friday on Blackout Radio. I'm your girl, Princess of New Hood, and my co-host did not come, but we still root for him, Bunchy Carter. It is, what? I want to say it's Halloween. I'm not going to be on tomorrow, but it's Halloween, so happy Halloween to everybody out there. I just want to tell everybody that, I'm going to make sure we end this year off very, very nice. You know, it's been a lot of misunderstandings out there, a lot of postponed shows, interviews, just a lot of family issues. A lot of stuff has been going on out there, and you know, for myself and my humbleness, you know, I want to apologize to anybody. You know, if we weren't able to do a show together, do an interview together, you know, we still have a chance. It's no hard feelings. I love everybody on Blackout Radio that calls in my show, that hits me up, that supports Blackout Radio, that shares my flyers, that does everything. So I just want to let you guys know, you know, it's no hard feelings. It's nothing against you. But we always got time to do our interviews and show out on Blackout Radio with Princess of New Hood and Bunchy Carter. I got so much stuff. I don't even know where to start, you know. I don't even know where to start. Tier got me doing music. I'm about to be doing video shoots for the clothing line. Like, I'm about to be doing little reality shows. Like, I don't even know where to start, but it's there. It's in process. And I just want to thank everybody that's always been there supporting me. And I'm never going to leave no one out. So just know that if you're not next to me, you are a part of me. Irregardless. So we are a team. We gonna say unity. This is a unity. You know, we not no black, white, none of that racist stuff. We are a family. We have so many people that's diverse that has been host on Blackout Radio, and we will continue to build that unity. So anybody out there that needs some mediation, or I do know a life coach, so I could direct you to her. You know, we could talk about a lot of stuff. You could talk to her about a lot of stuff. Never feel like you cannot express yourself to me, because I'm very understanding and compromising, and I'll make sure we don't get through this together. Enough of that, okay? So we got enough time to do some more, to take some more. I'm not going to lie. I am so hungry, you guys. Like, this diet, this whole workout thing, like, I've came to myself, like, okay, no, I just need a break. You know what I'm saying? And my body is like, you can't break. I'm not letting you break. But I'm freaking hungry. Like, my friend got me on this tea, and it's and what it does is stops you from being so hungry. It stops you from wanting the food that you used to eat. So I'm like going crazy. But anyways, enough with that. Just never give up, because I can't give up. Thank you for all my callers that's calling in. Tear Life, we got callers. Okay, let's bring them on. Let's take these callers.
443-527.
Hey, hello. It's your girl, Royal. Hey, it's your girl, Royal Christ Keisha.
How are you?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
I'm doing good. You know, I do your show, you call it my show, I gotta call it yours. And we still been doing it. You know, that's the beauty of being part of Blackout Radio. So, you know, for the listeners,
yes,
that's listening,
is.
This is Royal Crush. Yeah. Yes, she has her show on Blackout Radio as well. And I was just saying, like, you know, this is a unity show, broadcast show. You know, we are not, you know, against anyone. We, you know, we respect and love everyone that's been supporting Blackout Radio. And that's a part of Blackout Radio as well. So.
Exactly. You know, it's good to be at a place where, you know, like, everyone is so supportive.
Yeah.
You know, that is always good. You know, in my real life, if you don't like me, I don't like you. But we is all supporting each other, and I definitely, you know, like, love that. You know, and definitely you called into the show, and you know, yesterday we had a comedian on, Rashad Bashir out of New York, and you know,
right.
I was just saying, you know, like, it is like we've been having, you know, some heavy discussions. You know,
yeah.
We've been talking about voting as well, and, you know, the whole Meg situation. And I just think, like, yesterday, I just wanted to laugh. And I just, because of what is going on next week and everyone's anxiety levels are super high.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's about yoga, meditation, and I just needed a good laugh.
Yes.
So that is
yes.
where I was at yesterday, and I just was glad that he was available, and, you know, I wanted someone different, you know, because we've had, you know, comedians on before, and I wanted to, you know, to have someone different, but he definitely had me cracking up with, you know, like, his little impersonations of people. So it definitely was a good show. And next week, you know, we're going to be interviewing the editor of Pulse Magazine.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I'm definitely excited about that, you know, because I see a lot of what, you know, he's been doing. So, you know, it's always good to, you know, just to spot, like, different people and see what they're doing.
And, you know, I love promoting. You know, I had a lot of people turn me down several years ago, like, girl, what are you talking about? We do not cross promote. And I felt some type of way. I'm like, well, what is it? You know, but like I said earlier in the show, I said, I am watching all the blessings through everything that we've been going through. I'm seeing blessings after blessings, and it's hitting everybody. And I'm just excited. I'm happy for everyone. You know, you and LeVar, like, you know, like, you guys coming in with these interviews back to back. His catering, like, you know, and I'm just like, wow. You know, Jay Sinatra with his mix, like, he went from just doing mix to having his own whole show. Like, that's amazing. You know, like, wow. You know, me with New Hood picking back up. Now I got my own stuff with New Hood. Like, everything is just it's coming in. It's coming in, you know, and I'm just like, we can finally, I know it's the election, and I mentioned that earlier, like, I know, but don't put so much pressure on you because that's what they want us to do. When you go vote, just be peaceful-minded and humble on who you feel you want to vote for. And, you know, I do not like to get to the politics because I'm very communalized and I'm with the community. I'm more with the mayor and the governor when it comes to elections. So I don't even put myself with the presidents. I'm like, I'm right here. I'm stopped at this level. But I'm more.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, I definitely, because the local, you know, look, local elections, you know, direct, it impacts your life on a day to day basis. You know, you know, but the presidency is important also because, you know, I tell people it's not about hating Republicans or loving Democrats. Right now, you know, it's about, you know, if you feel like we're not where we need to be when it comes to civil rights in this country, then 45 just has to go. You know, because the judges and the people that he's putting on the federal bench that have lifetime appointments, they could give two fucks about black people. They have a history of it. You know, so that you know,
it's already in our eyes. We don't need anyone to tell us exactly.
You know. Local elections. You know, being plugged in your community is what's important, you know, and, you know, I say that on the show all the time, you know, I'm an advocate in my community for people when it comes to disability rights and just, you know, different things. You know,
and that's why
you have to.
Staying at
a certain level. You have to be able to stand up.
Exactly, because when we stay at a certain level, if we can speak out to that certain level, you know what I'm saying, and let them know. And because a lot of people in the community don't want to go out there and speak out. They, you know, and I've been to my school boards. I've been, you know, I'm always part of my kids' PTAs at their school, and I have to get involved because there's a lot of stuff that I see that's not being right and it's not getting done right, you know, and
exactly.
You have to stay involved. You know, I have to talk to 7 different teachers right now, so I'm like, I have to be involved. I can't just shine it off and be like, oh, you know, no. When they do that, they'll grasp our kids and then they'll make them, oh, they're just like them. And that's not the judgment I need for mine because I'm not that type of mother. But they will judge us because of the color of our skin or the way we talk or the way we walk in, the way we dress. You know, they already put in their heads that, oh, Lord, don't, oh, gosh, here comes her mom. You know?
It's true, you know, and I laugh at that because I had a conversation, you know, like with, you know, my hubby kind of like about that, you know. I don't have any biological children, you know. I have 15 nieces and nephews, and I have my bonus kids, you know, like through my hubby.
Okay.
But, you know, I just say my mother was a wild out woman at the school. So people hated when my mother went up there because that's just what, and my mother worked at a lot of our schools, but they very much hated when she was there, you know, and I'm kind of the same way. I'm very opinionated about things. That's how I get involved. But, you know, people will love my hubby coming because he's a little more even tempered. But, you know, not with me.
They're like,
just don't get that
where's
energy.
Dad?
But and that's exactly how it is. But I know I know you probably got more callers. But if you wanna get interview on my show, you can. I know it just seemed like we were just on the phone all to ourselves. You can hit me up at Royal Crush Teacher on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter. Or Royal Crush Takeover Radio
on IG. Okay.
Or you can hit my co-host up at Mr. Run, so that on IG. And just,
you stay blessed, sis. I'll continue listening.
Same to you.
You be safe out there.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, sis. Anytime.
Anytime. All right. Let's take one more caller before the show ends.
954-200.
Hello.
Hi, is this Miss Princess?
Yes, it is.
It's your friend Angel. You don't be mad
Hi,
at me.
Hi, baby. No,
How
I'm not.
You? You know, I've been going
How
through
are
so
you?
Much. I'm doing better. Doing much
That's
better.
Good to
Just
hear.
Been busy working.
That is great
yes.
to hear. That's great to hear.
Yes.
That-
I got
like,
blessed
I
last week.
Best for last. Okay, I feel you. I feel you, sis. I got you. Okay.
Yes. I got blessed last week. I got 2 checks unexpectedly and a promotion, so I'm doing much better.
Stop
Things
it.
Are turning around.
I, and I don't even know if you heard me in the beginning. I was like, I'm watching blessings hit everybody. Everybody. You
yes,
know?
Definitely.
And he got you. He got you. He got you.
Yes.
He got
yeah, it's
you.
Been rough. It's been rough. Been rough losing both my parents back to back, like
course.
I told you, and then other family due to COVID. And then I've been working a lot because I have a full-time job as well. But I am sending your stuff to you. Better late than never. I didn't make it for
no,
your
it's
birthday.
Fine. It's fine. No,
but I do
no,
have
it. It is.
And it will be
it
coming.
Okay.
It won't be coming through the post office. It'll be coming UPS. Because I can't deal with the post
okay.
office. I went over there like 3 times, and the lines are ridiculous, bro. So. But I definitely need some traffic to
no,
my.
You're good.
To,
you're good.
Yeah, I need
you're
some traffic
and,
to my page. So when you get it, you got to write a nice review
oh,
for
yeah,
me.
Of course. Of course. Of course.
And hopefully they let me ship this lighter and it doesn't blow up.
Oh,
the guy
no.
told me just package it and ship it.
Oh, yeah, because you said it. Oh, yeah, no, right? They better be very, very careful because I want my stuff.
He said I can
but
ship
no,
it,
I'm,
so I'm going to try.
Okay, no, yeah, like I told you, no rush. We, you know, we have to go through a lot of things, you know.
Yes,
and,
that's true.
And it's just, it's very, very unexpected, but we have so much questions and we need so much answers and... You know, and it's like,
yeah,
who
it's
do we
a crazy
go to?
Year
who
for everybody.
Yeah,
crazy,
very,
so,
very,
you
very
know how
crazy.
That goes.
But we're
well,
here.
Well, let me get my page.
So, you know,
I know, right?
We're here. We're here. So continue calling in. You know, you're more than welcome to call in and promote every Friday and Sunday. And
okay, I definitely
text
will.
Me anytime, you know, so
okay.
don't feel like a stranger.
I have all your information. Okay, thank you. Let me give
right.
my page. It's Tampa Diva
yes,
Treats.
Yes, go ahead. Shout
Click,
that
like,
out.
And share. And I have some Black Friday specials that are going to be going on. Custom glassware, lighters, and like coasters with pictures and things on it.
Okay.
And I made a coaster for you, like a little mini rolling tray for you. It's glass. And it has your picture
oh,
on
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
On it.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm
going to
send
right
you the video
because
I put a video on my page. I'm going to send you the video. I'm trying to
oh,
figure out
did?
The candle because
oh.
I'm worried it's going to melt because I made a candle with your name on it and a crown, but I'm worried it's going to melt.
I don't think it's going to melt because my friend, she gets her bulk and get them sent out here.
Okay. It's not hot right now in Vegas, though, right? It's cool.
Yeah, no, heck no.
It's just hot here. It's still hot
it's
here.
It switched up
in
on
Florida.
It real quick.
Okay. It should be okay. We're going to try it out and see. If it
yes.
doesn't make it,
hope.
Hey, we'll just send
have
you another
hope.
One.
Okay.
The rest of the stuff will be fine, though. But I will be sending
okay,
it out
well,
probably
that sounds
tonight.
Good.
I'm going to go ooh, now.
I can't wait.
Yes, I'm going to send you the video in a few minutes that hopefully it'll upload because it's kind of big. I sent it from my phone, and you'll see all the stuff that I'm sending.
All righty, well, thank you so much. You guys heard her shout-out of where to find her at. If you guys want some cute cups and trays and candles, if not, I will be posting my stuff once I get it so you guys can follow me and I'll have her tag in my post. And I want to thank you guys all for calling in on Blackout Radio. This is your girl, Princess Anuha. This is Fly Friday. My co-host wasn't here. Hopefully he comes Cypher Sunday. So shout out to Bunchy Carter, and I want to just say thank you guys again, and happy Halloween, you guys. I know you guys can't go trick-or-treating, so please be safe out there and find something indoors to do, and stay safe, stay with the family, and eat lots of candy and enjoy movies tonight. This is not a night to be out tomorrow. Tonight for me, tomorrow for you guys. All right, you guys. Talk to you later.